Ian Schultz, here in San Francisco, there was a bit of a controversy recently. Around the same time that Mayor Willie Brown began a stamp-out graffiti program, the game company Sega of America sponsored a Graffiti is Art competition. Most embarrassing for the mayor, the competition was staged at Justin Herman Plaza on city property with permits obtained from the city. A spokesman for the mayor declared, rather predictably, that this contest sends out the wrong message. A spokesman for Sega, however, countered that there are two kinds of graffiti, graffiti art and graffiti vandalism. Still, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, the city spends more than $10 million a year removing graffiti from public and private property. The police now have a graffiti crimes coordinator to help catch graffiti vandals. Well, I'm of two minds on this. On the one hand, I view graffiti as the equivalent of a dog marking its territory. Occasionally, to my biased eye, there are traces of artistry, but for the most part, graffiti seems to be some kind of incoherent symbol in a private language scrawled on a wall by an antisocial young man entirely lacking in social skills. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not being a property owner, I can't say that graffiti bothers me that much. As a matter of fact, graffiti even strikes me as heartening evidence that today's young people are trying to communicate with the world at large on a primitive, pre-verbal level. Now, sure, they didn't ask me, per se, for permission to put their incomprehensible scribbles in the garage doors of my neighborhood, but did dot-coms ask permission for me to put their incomprehensible billboards in the freeways where I'm forced to view them every day? No. My ATM now features commercials. Did anybody ask me if I approved of this practice? Not to my knowledge. The little rubber bars that separate my groceries from another have ads for movies on them. City buses are now rolling advertisements for whoever wants to pay to paint them. Flyers from pizzerias and Chinese restaurants are thrown on my doorstep every day. Look, up in the sky. It's an airplane hauling a banner for some damn thing or other. The point is, every public space is increasingly cluttered with an advertisement for something. Why should I be more offended by graffiti than this other junk? Oh, that's right. It's free. Nobody's getting a piece of it. In America, that's a crime. I gotta go.